Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
How is your interest anything but a religious view? The issue of when life begins has been hotly debated by philosophers since the beginning of time.
Okay, this isn't a philosophy.
It's still debated in religion.
It's a science issue.
So when you say this is the only right that takes away from the state the ability to protect the life, that's a religious view, isn't it? Because it assumes that a fetus is life at...
Oh, my gosh, let's play with this.
When?
Okay, let's play
with
this.
You're not drawing here. When do you...
This is Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Welcome back to the show. Third hour of the program. Dana Lash here. Good to be with you all this Wednesday. This was some of the questioning during the oral arguments today that began in the Mississippi case, the Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization, and it's considered a challenge to Roe v. Wade. La, 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 la. I'm just so tired of the stupid argument. We just live in such an era of stupidity. It is shameful. I hope that asteroid hits us because I'm tired of everybody. Just let that space turd hit our rock. I don't care. Go ahead and do it. Oh, like I said, welcome back. So this ongoing discussion, the questioning, here you have Sonia Sotomayor saying, well, isn't it just basically a religious view because it assumes that a fetus is a life? That's right, Justice Sotomayor, because it's actually, there's nothing alive until you give birth. And then do you know what happens? You have a wizard come into the delivery room. And the wizard, not unlike that which has been seen in Harry Potter, stands over, or actually the genie from Pee-wee's Playhouse, stands over the inanimate meat that you just delivered of your loins and says, Mecca Lecca Hi, Mecca Hiney Ho, and waves what is called a bippity boppity boo stick, or a wand, if you prefer. I mean, as is the, you know, correct nomenclature to go with the parlance of our times. And that inanimate bit of meat suddenly develops breath and starts crying and is a baby. There you go. How is it not a religious view to assume that it's not, that there's nothingness until the state decides to recognize it? I take issue with Sonia Sotomayor's insistence that the state determines what is and what isn't alive instead of science. This has nothing to do with religion. This is science. Are you telling me that babies don't move in utero? I've literally had humans and I've grown two humans. So, and that's not anecdotal, it's science. So I completely challenge her religion, which informs her that it is not life. Are we this stupid? Are we so damn stupid that we're going to sit here and make ourselves look moronic and deny science to own the cons? Is that really what's going to happen? We deserve the Brando life then. It's what plants crave. It's got electrolytes. You know what? We deserve to have then doctors who are not certified based on merit, but on whether or not they like to go to bed with dudes or chicks.
I'm sorry, before I allow you to operate on me, can I ask, not whether you're competent and board certified, but do you like men or women, or are you a they them?
Right? Doesn't that make you feel better, Kane?
Oh, sure.
If you have to have your heart stopped and put on a ventilator or whatever, you want to make sure that the person doing that for you, because science, it doesn't matter. Merit is racist. It only matters, like, what their pronouns are.
I would say no. That's not the only
Why
thing.
Why are you so religious?
Is that what that is?
I mean, I'm just going by the science that guides people. I'm sorry, the faith that guides people like Sonia Sotomayor. Why?
Yeah, you're right. That's absurd.
I mean, it's silly. This whole thing, by the way, that's an actual real item that I was just telling you, by the way. I wasn't making that up. Doctors are warning that, new medical school guidances actually lead to unqualified positions. They say accreditation guidelines call meritocracy malignant, going along with the Sotomayor science. The Liaison Committee on Medical Education, which accredits all medical schools in North America, co-sponsored by the AMA, blah, blah, blah. They released this controversial guide to advancing health equity through language, narrative, and concepts. And they argue that individualism and meritocracy are malignant narratives that create harm. I'm reading verbatim. And it leads directly to racial health inequities. So the guidance influences not just how doctors talk, but also how they treat patients, things like that. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter whether or not you're good enough to cut someone open and operate on them. What matters is your pronouns.
Right? Think about it. Your child has to go life-saving operation. Do you want a dangerous, malignant person on their horrible racist merit? And maybe they're actually like a black doctor, but whatever, merit's racist. And like super accomplished, board certified. I don't care if they have tentacles. Like how accredited and certified are you, right? I don't care if you're a damn T-Rex and you're in the operating room, which would have to be a really big operating room. Just bear with me here. I don't care what species you even are. Are you a good doctor? Are you going to save people? Because now we're literally we're actually encouraging making these determinations based on the wokeness of people. A lot of y'all gonna die. I just don't know how else to say it.
Why are we taking science cues from the party?
We are literally becoming flat earthers. Oh my gosh. Right. Like we are, this is the new Inquisition.
From the party of unlimited genders.
They're trying to get us to admit that it's like how they did Galileo. They're coming at us trying to tell us that, no, in fact, the everything revolves around the Earth. We don't revolve around the sun. Copernicus is a lie. So is the cake. It's a lie. But it's a game reference. It's probably way out there. You know what I'm saying, though? It's the new Inquisition. That's never, by the way, that is a noun that has never been used on anything good in history. Whether it's the Roman Inquisition, whether it's the Spanish Inquisition. Now we have the woke Inquisition. Can we just start calling it what it is? I'm not even going to say rage mob anymore. It's the Inquisition. And now the Inquisition is saying that meritocracy in medicine is bad. The Inquisition leads people like Sonia Sotomayor to say stupid things like it's a religious view to assume that a fetus is life. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms. Pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
So Kyle Rittenhouse is no longer enrolled at Arizona State University because morons at ASU were protesting, and it was exacerbated by left-leaning student groups. Even though the 18-year-old was entirely acquitted and found innocent of all charges, they had an alliance of left-wing student groups demanding that he be kicked out of school and that demanding that ASU disavow Rittenhouse and white supremacy as though they're anyway related. And this, well, they're going by what Biden dictated, right? Of course, he wouldn't come down and say anything about Daryl Brooks and the Waukesha massacre, but, you know, whatever. ASU spokesperson Jay Thorne said our records show he's no longer enrolled. And wasn't he doing it online, too? So these morons couldn't even deal with him being, like, in an online course? So stupid. Moving on, a public school district tried to charge parents more than $900,000 for records, because they did a FOIA request. $900,000 to fulfill these records. It was in Minnesota. It was a public school district in Minnesota. And The Daily Caller wrote about how the Rochester Public School District on September 20th sent they received a Government Data Practices Act request. It was made on behalf of Equality in Education, a Concerned Parents Association. So Rochester Public School District, the request asked them to release information on development of curriculum, etc. And it went back to January 2020, and they sent them a bill for $901,121.15. And they said that, how ridiculous is that? You have to be super, super specific when you ask for stuff, because they will try to use that as a way to not actually fulfill it. Isn't that ridiculous? I mean, it's like public enrich your stuff. Gifts from the heart is the Biden White House Christmas theme. And I actually preferred Melania Trump's. And I don't know why we're making this a big deal. I don't think they're bad. The only thing I didn't like about Jill Biden's Hallmark movie named Holiday Decor Theme is that I didn't like the big red presents at the door of one of the rooms in the... I didn't like the big red present thing. I thought that was kind of goofy. And it was just weird. So, but I don't know. Also, a K-pop band is in trouble. I was reading this piece in the New York Post. This is the second time this has happened. Because I don't know if they're too young to know or whatever. Purple Kiss, a popular all-girl group from South Korea, is embroiled in the latest example of Nazi symbolism for shock and awe. So they have this one chick from Purple Kiss dressed up in like the military garb, and it has like the eagle with the Nazi symbol literally right on her like front vest pocket. And so they all had to apologize and all of this stuff. And I think all of these groups are struggling on how to make their mark in this post BTS world, because it's like the Hallyu thing, like the whole like South Korean wave is a real thing. Teenagers were removed from this community after they escaped from a quarantine facility, the Northern Territories. Police say that three teenagers allegedly absconded from Darwin's Howard Springs COVID quarantine facility. This was, this morning for us, but pretty much almost yesterday for them now. It was at a COVID update press conference. North Territory's Chief Minister Michael Gunner confirmed that the 15, 16, and 17-year-olds, they tested negative. All three were from the Bengari community near Catherine. They had been sent to quarantine as close contacts. This is in Australia. Their police commissioner said officers found the trio on the edge of Palmerston. I don't know where the hell that is. And arrested them after a chase on foot. They chased them down and arrested them. The facility is housing people in the Catherine region. Any return travelers, repatriation flights, all of this. They're making them live in these camps. Jeez. Why is it? Legitimate question. Well, two things that I actually want to discuss. First, we'll get to this later. Why do communists pickle their dead leaders? That's the first question I have. Like, you got a pickled dead commie in Russia. You got Lenin. You got another pickled dead commie in China with Mao. Like, what is up with the pickled dead commies? That's number one. But number two, what in the hell is the left's obsession with camps and putting people in camps? Why do you people always come back to that? I mean, throughout history, they're like, what if we put them in camps? In Germany, in Nazi Germany, what if we put people in camps? In Cambodia, killing fields, Pol Pot, what if we put them in camps? In China, what if we put them in camps? I mean, what in the world is with you people? In Russia, what if we put people in camps? What is with it? There's two things that these people that the left are obsessed with: trains and camps. And sometimes trains to camps. I don't understand it. Why is that always the thing? They always do that. Let's see. In Nazi Germany, we put people in camps, killed about a third of a people. But hey, you know what? How about in Australia? We do it again. More people in camps, Japanese internment camps. That was a Democrat, FDR. The D stands for demon. He put people in camps. What is up with these people in camps? If a leftist ever asks you, do you want to go camping? Your answer is no. Because that doesn't mean, I don't care if you think you've known him forever. If they're a leftist and they ask you to go camping, your answer is no. Hail no. H-A-I-L. Why would you ever do that? Good heavens. right? Would you ever do that? Go camping? Hey, Kane, we got. Let's go camping.
No, and I also hate the whole idea of you're sick until proven healthy.
Like, oh, that's a good way to say that.
You know what I mean? It's like guilty until proven innocent. That's not what we're founded on here.
Can you imagine the way... I just think, I remember when I was young, I was a kid in the 90s, and I remember the whole Ryan White thing. Remember that? The kid who had AIDS, and they made a big deal about him going to school, and I felt so bad for this kid. And people were freaking out, because people didn't understand it, and I'll be dang. I mean, everybody sits here and talks about awareness, but no one actually educates people. All you got to do is send somebody and be like, look, this is how this works, blah, 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 blah. This is not communicable, like, in the air and all this stuff. Like, I mean, good heavens. I really feel like we are in that kind of hysteria now with the left and coronavirus, right? And the way that they freak out over everybody. If, I mean, natural immunity is irrelevant. All this is irrelevant. Can you imagine if they reacted this way to every single disease ever? Can you imagine if the left did this to, like, the Ryan Whites back in the 90s? We're going to put everybody in camps. Can you imagine?
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Gosh, let's just like play air guitar and do karaoke. Let's do that. Okay, all right. So a Florida man who was like, he was called the I-4 Bandit. This is Tampa Bay Times. He was like a serial bank robber. So dude spends like two decades, right? And he was suspected of robbing up to 19 banks along the Interstate 4 corridor. And he was in jail, gets out of prison, and immediately starts robbing banks again.
Oh boy.
Immediately. Like that, like literally right after he gets let out. Tuesday, after robbing a bank in Clearwater. Wells Fargo on South Fort Harrison Avenue. Dude, now he's going back to prison. And a Florida woman, I'm going to have to detail this more tomorrow. I'll give you a teaser now. She offered a bad romantical thing, which is not romantical, in exchange for free chicken tendies.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.